This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the decade-long success of service of Unified Payment Interface. In a social media post, Mr. Modi marked UPI as a major turning point in India's digital payments journey. Calling the countrymen to share their UPI experience, he stated that the sheer scale and reach of UPI is something every Indian must be proud of. The United Payments Interface UPI has completed 10 years of transforming digital payments and has emerged as the backbone of India's digital payments ecosystem. UPI, which was launched on the 25th of August 2016, has surged almost 13,000-fold in transaction volume. The finance ministry said the annual transaction volume expanded from just 1.78 crore transactions in 2016-17 to over 24,162 crore transactions in 2025-26. The National Security Advisor and Special Representative on the India-China Boundary Question, Ajit Doval, today called on Vice President of the People's Republic of China, Han Cheng. In a social media post, the Embassy of India in Beijing said prior to the 25th round of the Special Representative's talks today, both sides discussed ways to strengthen peace and tranquility in the border areas. They also discussed further to improve bilateral relations across economic, political and multilateral fora in accordance with the consensus reached between the leaders of the two countries. The government has lifted export restrictions on wheat, flour and related products, opening the way for overseas shipments of atta, maida, semolina and other wheat-based products. According to the notification issued by the Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, the government has amended the export policy for wheat flour and related products with immediate effect. In a separate notification issued by DGFT, the government has also changed the export policy for specified wheat and durum wheat categories from prohibited to free. The centre has empowered the West Bengal government to conduct hearings under the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, and issue citizenship certificates to eligible applicants. The Union Home Ministry has issued a gazette notification in this regard. Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari told reporters that 23,000 people have so far been recognized as eligible and issued citizenship certificates out of around 2,30,000 applicants. He said the remaining applications will be processed quickly and certificates will be handed over through the respective district magistrates. The Chief Minister has urged people who have escaped from Bangladesh due to religious persecution to apply for citizenship under the CAA. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will undertake an official visit to Canada and the United States beginning today. The Finance Ministry said the focus of the visit will be on strengthening bilateral economic and financial partnerships, deepening investment linkages, and advancing cooperation on shared global economic priorities. During her visit to Toronto, Ms. Sitharaman will participate in the inaugural economic and financial dialogue with her Canadian counterpart, François-Philippe Champagne. The dialogue will provide an important platform for both sides to exchange views on macroeconomic developments, financial sector cooperation, bilateral investment opportunities, and shared international priorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has proposed a new $103,265 fee on top of existing costs for all H-1B CAP subject petitions, including those for advanced degree holders. In men's cricket, hosts Sri Lanka were 130-4 against India on the third day of the second test in Colombo when reports last came in. Sri Lanka is trailing by 373 runs. Earlier, India scored 503 for 9 wickets. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading with modest losses in the forenoon session today. The Sensex dropped 131 points to 77,238, while the Nifty was down by 68 points to 24,151 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.